Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Arms out to your mum's house. Arms out to your mum's house. Arms out to your mum's house.
Word. Please.
Stop. Blood clot riddle.
Mr. Themos, how are you, sir? Good,
I'm
hope.
All right, man. Yeah, it's just saying that my headphones are better than your headphones.
Yeah. Well, I bought these for 20 quid off Gumtree.
In Bush Market, bruv!
Yeah, but they're worth 100 quid. Well, maybe 80 quid. But they were damaged, so I bought them. Just the plug is a bit damaged, but it works.
What, are they some mad headphones? Are they actually mad?
Nah, they're not that mad. They're all right. They're nothing special. When I got them, maybe years ago. I need to get some new ones, man. For sure, for sure.
Have you started out playing on Cash's NPC?
Not yet, man. I chatted to Jazz Cat about it. He's the guy who fixes NPCs. I'm going to take it to him when I got a bit of money, and he's going to soup it up for me. And so I don't want to get started on it just yet.
Yeah, we know all that. You said that weeks ago. So basically, you've done fuck all.
I'm trying waiting on some till I get some more money, man. I can't do it until I get a bit of cash and then I can
gotta get that cash money. Oh, bro, this bird at my new job, yeah. She's a bit joke, yeah. She's quite young, she's 25 or something, but she's like, you know, not a bit joke. She doesn't know she's being joked. She's one of those kind of birds.
Yeah.
And
young girl, no.
25, 26, 27, okay. I can't remember. And she's got nothing to do at this job. Yeah. Basically, she's got nothing to do. Her job starts when I start giving her bare work, and I'm still building up the bare work together, yeah? But she's uh-huh. And then she's like, she works in there, yeah? And it's been a little bit jokeless sometimes, because she sits right next to me, like, helps all my shit, blah, blah, blah. And she's been giving me mad joke. She's only 2 weeks in, yeah? And I'm only 1 week in. Maybe she's a little bit... She's 2 months or so. No, yeah, she's definitely 2 weeks in, yeah? So they hired her before for me to give her, like, bare shit. Mm. And she's been doing all right, but there's nothing for her to do, yeah? Bam! One day she doesn't turn up, yeah? Everyone's like... Oh, yeah, the day before, she just comes in a white Nike T-shirt. You know what I mean? I'm like, what are you doing?
She's starting to relax.
But she just, like, you know, she doesn't speak English that well. Well, she does. She's been there for time. She's Polish, yeah, but she's fucking joking. Okay. Bam, she doesn't turn up. And then we're all thinking, shit, doesn't turn up. Should we phone someone? We just know that she lives with, like, two brethren. Like, her parents don't live here. And that, I mean, she's just, bang, hasn't turned up to a brand new job she's had for 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And, oh, yeah, but this is like...
Jesus Christ.
No, this bird. It's sorry, it's because I spoke to a bit of green before we started.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you this for time.
Spit it out.
Sick, yeah. Everyone's talking about their first job. Like, what did you do when your first job? Right? And I was worked in McDonald's. I didn't have a passport. They didn't check. They thought I was 16 or something. I was working in, but this is like proper, like, getting paid salary job. I'd done bare shit before that. Like washing cars. Yeah. And, I mean, and someone said his first job. Someone said his first job. Someone said his first job. And she said, my first job? Yeah. So anyway, like, she talks like that. My first job? I gotta get this right. And you know what I'm like, bro. This is in an office like environment. You know what I mean? Yeah,
you gotta watch it.
And I can't be just like being theme and just like, I'm already thinking this bit, this girl is gonna say something. Joke. When I was 7, yeah. And I was like,
oh, shit.
My dad used to let me show people my chinchilla. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and I'm shaking. Yeah, and I'm like, "What?" She goes, "Yeah, I used to show them my chinchilla." And I'm sitting at the end of the table.
Yeah,
like, I'm just gonna go. This, but I've been there. Like, by this time, I've been there like 3 days. I don't know anyone.
And I bet in the Polish accent just makes it 10 times better.
And she's tiny, bruv, and she's like built like a matchstick.
Yeah. Oh my god, her chinchilla, you know.
I used to let people to say my chinchilla. Yeah. Hello, I'm shaking. Yeah. I can't fucking butt. I mean, nah. I want to like go fucking mental. Yeah. And I'm like looking around and like the other people there. And like, is anyone like and yeah. there's one other geezer like going. Like, yeah. And I'm starting to, and I'm like, okay.
Oh my god!
See my chinchilla, but then she goes. No, everyone's just like fucking hell. Like all the directors are like, don't know what to say. It's like only like 10 people in one room having a meeting. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She brings up her chinchilla. Then you know what I mean?
In front and of then everyone. When I got a little bit older, he let me charge people to touch him.
No.
Oh my god. I can't breathe. I'm telling you.
Has she got an OnlyFans with her chinchilla?
Bruv, she was 7 and 8, bruv. And when she was older, when I got older, I used to let them, they used to pay me to touch it.
Oh my god.
Bruv, I fell out of the chair. I couldn't love this. No one's ever seen what I'm like in this place. I've just been like, yeah. Nice to meet you. Bruv, I just fucking...
Oh, you actually bailed up then, yeah? All right, you had to. You couldn't hold it in.
I nearly fall off of my chair. And I'm like, fuck you, man. And I'm trying not to say, even like that, like, fuck you, man. Like, in my head, you can't do that. So I've just looked in. I don't know what to say because I want to say, it's not me. Like, this bitch is fucking killing me because I'm like...
Yeah.
And then finally, everyone just starts bailing out. I said, so lucky.
Oh, you're lucky. So lucky. Jumped in there.
And then I said, no, I've got to stop. I got to stop the meeting. The meeting, yeah? Did you just say, yeah? And I just directly look at her. I never chatted to this person. Did you just say, yeah? When you were old, when you got a bit older, you used to charge people to touch your chinchilla?
Oh, my days. You got to watch out, Theme, man. You got to watch out, man. You
bro, it's like a third day, bro. That's not fair. How comes when I get a job, that's not my fault, but there's always someone like that.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
That's killing me. Killing me. And I kept on going on and on. And I just went on a bit of a Theme rant. I just said, no, but you just came in the meeting and you fucking just said.
Jesus.
Fucking hell.
That's
touch
hilarious.
My chinchilla.
Oh, no way. Fucking hell. You know what my first job was, man? I worked for fucking QuickSave. Do you remember QuickSave? That fucking shitty supermarket?
That wasn't that far away. Far away. What do you mean? Long ago?
Nah, I was 15, 16, and I worked for the QuickSave in South Acton, man. And I worked there for 3 months. I saved enough money to go to Amsterdam. And then, like, I think we talked about, like, you know, going to Amsterdam. And I paid for my Amsterdam trip with my QuickSave money, man. Actually, I had a funny fucking thing happen to me. You know, and then I remember this one guy coming up to me going, because I was, like, packing shelves or something. And he came up to me and goes, Mr. Muscular, like that. Yeah. And I was like, what? And he was like, Mr. Muscular. I was like, yo, what you talk? I was like, sorry, sir. Mr. Muscular. He was asking where the Mr. Muscle was. Yeah. You know the spray,
what
Mr.
Muscular. Yeah, yeah.
He was just saying Mr. Muscular.
Mr. Muscular.
Yeah, it was hilarious. And then I found a dead rat in the milk section. And then I told the manager, and then I became on dead rat duties. And then that's when I quit. I was like, fuck this fucking bullshit.
I'm not being the rat man.
No, exactly.
I'm not a rat.
You know what? I wanted to talk a bit about Pav last week. That was wicked, man. You know, he's such a cool dude. It's just a shame a little bit about the audio. I hope that didn't fuck with people's shit too much, man. People seem to enjoy it, though. And didn't you chatted to Mongo afterwards. He listened to the pod. Didn't he tell you something about the vernacular of
Because he actually listened to the pod.
Yeah.
And he said...
Well, don't lie.
I was having a piss just now, yeah? And it's a bit boring, actually, when you think about it, because it just means what it is, arms house, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's where you store the arms. Like, of course it was going to be where you store the arms, you know what I mean? Originally.
I knew that, but he told you about a song that kind of popularized the phrase in the early 90s.
Capleton,
a song called Arms House. Capleton. I have it here. Shall we give it a second time
we played Capleton on this show. Sizzler and Capleton vibes.
Exactly, with the mad, with Wu-Tang. Yeah, what was the name? Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang, yeah. I feel so bad about Wu-Tang.
Let's check this Capleton tune, Arms House. Apparently, this was the song that kind of popularized the phrase. Check it out.
Unity is strength. I love and yet could never be friend, man. Capleton pan them case against him, enemy and him friend. Lord of his mercy. What me tell him, say again? Lord of his mercy. Oh, God. Oh, you are going, people. What me tell him, say? Say, united we stand and divided we fall. For them, no God know themselves. Dilemma against the wall. United we stand and divided we fall. For them, no God know themselves. Dilemma against the wall. Me tell you, no, I'm those. We no one that boat. I'm those. Upon that will you go to again. I'm those. And we no one that boat.
Yeah.
I'm those. Upon that will you go. But it not right. The cable can not step up in a life. And I need to entertain that I give it in my fight. But it not right. The round that step up in a life. And I need to entertain that.
Chorus one more time.
Arms house, I mean, I want that boat.
I should make a button. Like, I got this one. I should have another button going, Arms house.
Some jungle MC used to do that. No, that was a jungle tune, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
That was actually a track.
Fire, burn it like. No, it's not that one.
Yeah, there's fire. That's another track.
That's another
fire,
one.
Fire, coming to go, burn it, please down.
Yeah, that was it. That's my mate got a dub plate from him.
Though, on the jungle. Can't remember what MC.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, so Arms House, that's the tune to Arms House, bruv.
Yeah, apparently, you know me. So big up Mongo.
That's where we store the arms.
Yeah. But we still haven't found out who was the first. I mean, well, we think this guy. This guy, Demon, he was the first to say it on a record. Arms house to your mum's house, though. That's, you know, that phrase.
Yeah, that's the only arms house, mum's house evidence we got.
Well, earliest. I'm sure there's loads been so since then. But anyway, this is all riveting stuff, people. What's up? I've got a tune to play and I've got a story attached. It's a song by Cecilia Noel and it's a cover of the Gary Numan song, Cars. But I love a Latin cover of Western songs, yeah? So let's give this a little spin.
You fucking nonce. Come on. Hey!
Pero qué es esto?
Yeah.
Suéltame, comadre. ¡Ay!
¡Ay, papi!
¡Ay, ay, ay!
Safest of all, I can lock all my doors, is the only way to live in cars. Here in my car, I can only receive, I can listen to you, it keeps me stable for days in cars. Vaya! Ahora sí!
Ahora sí!
Car, where the
image breaks down. Oh, well, you know, when it's just the salsa bit, it's all right. But when she starts singing it in the English, that's just like, hey, man, you can't have that.
Well,
do that.
I'll tell you what. Well, I heard that on a Frizzadante mixtape. He did a Latin mixtape. Maybe I'll put a link below if people want to check that out. And I'm telling you now, man, when you're playing out in a bar and you play some salsa vibe, especially if it's people and they recognize the lyrics and that, trust me, man, that rhythm, you know.
Yeah, all that kind of shit. Yeah, that would work. Yeah.
Get some going, man.
I'm listening to it in my blood clot headphones, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. Fee ain't feeling it. All right, fair enough.
Listen to Bear Salsa.
No, I know. I don't think she's a gringa, though. I think Cecilia Noel.
No, she speaks Spanish very, very good accent.
I think she's probably American. I mean, I have no idea, to be honest, but she's most likely, American, but, from. Anyway, whatever. So I played that song.
Top podcast, mate. Top podcast.
That song because I just wanted to kind of reminisce about back when when we first started getting our driving license. Excuse me. Sorry, Akit. When we first started getting our driving licenses and like my first car and fucking just the fuckery that happened when I got my first car. Yeah, it's a long, boring story. I'm not going to tell you the whole fucking thing.
There's too many stories about.
Yeah, no, but remember them days
First got your fucking car, bro.
No, when I first passed my driving test, I had a smile on my face and I couldn't stop smiling the whole time. And I used to drive my dad's car. He had a Volvo 440. So I used to drive that around and just like the freedom. And then I remember my mate, he was before any of us. He was the first out of our crew to get a car. And the number plate was CWS. Yeah. Well, no, CWD. That was it. Yeah.
CWS, bro. And we would have turned it upside down to CMS. Yeah.
We did mention that, but we called it the Chiba Wizard. The car was called the Chiba Wizard.
Had a name. Yeah.
And we used to hotbox that car, man. And everyone, four mans with four zoots. You know what I mean? No one's passing the zoot. Just lock all the windows.
Bro, thought of another story. I got to write these all down, but there's so many car stories.
And I remember even once, dumb shit. Like we were out in my mate's car and this dude who used to write flat. Do you remember that tag, flat? FLAT.
Yeah.
He like back.
You just remind me of another story as well. Yeah.
Jesus.
Wait.
There was a few years where I know Flat. He's he went to my school and shit, man. I think you know him as well, man. I haven't seen him in fucking ages. I think he lives in Japan at the moment, man. But
I don't know him, bruv.
But he was cool. But back in the day, he was out there. I remember he wasn't great at graph. He wasn't amazing, but he did for a year or 2 years. He just fucking battered it in West London. He didn't really venture out of West London. Anyway, we were all in the car, me, Flat, and my mate, whose car it was. And we pulled up at a traffic light and Flat, like I said, this was in the height of his just like raggo years. He was a bit younger than us as well. So maybe he was trying to show off. He jumped out the car. We're all just in the traffic light. He literally just jumped out, ran across the road, tagged on the side of a coach. Yeah. Full of people. Did a couple tags and then jumped back in the car. And we were like, what the fuck are you doing? We drove off. And then about 2 weeks later, the police turned up at my mate's house, whose car it was, because they caught it on CCTV. And so obviously he got in shit for it. And oh man, it was just, stupid shit, man. People weren't thinking, back then, especially you weren't really thinking about cameras back then. In particular, but Flat was being an idiot. There was a few, definitely at a cross lights, with fucking, crossroads.
So
my first car, I bought it off a mate of mine who was at Brighton Uni. It was a Renault 5. Yeah, shitty Renault 5. It was on its last legs. My mate, he said, look,
I have to Google it to remember it.
It's a shitty, small little one. It had, and he said to me, he's like, listen, if you want this car, I found out he was trying to get rid of his car. I called him up. He said, look, you can have it. If you come and pick it up, just take it. You can have it for free. Yeah,
because it was I remember these.
Proper busted. Yeah, I turn up, so I go down there.
Dog shit.
I pick up the car, drive it back from Brighton. There's a fucking crate holding the passenger seat up. You know what I mean? The car was absolutely fucked. I didn't insure it. I didn't do nothing to it. Yeah, but I drove that fucking thing for about a year. Yeah, and then. And then I was going to dump it. I was going to get rid of it.
Oh, shit. I know this story. This ridiculous.
I've told you this one before, man. So I'm going to dump this car, yeah? And then my mate who I took the car off, my mate who I took the car off, he heard that I was going to dump it. And he said, no. He called me. He's like, don't dump it. I'm going to give it to my missus because she just passed her test. It'll be a great car for her just to knock about, you know, at the beginning. So I was like, cool, no problem. Come pick it up. And he was like, nah, leave it at my dad's. His dad's work was near where I lived. And he was like, had a car park. He was like, just leave it at my dad's car park thing. Yeah. And I was like, cool. All right. So I drove it there. I filled out the DVLA thing. And this is my mate. I've known him since I was 9 years old. Yeah, this dude. Yeah. We're not close anymore. I don't know him. And not because of this incident, but like, I don't know him anymore, man, really. But so I gave the DVLA form to his dad and I said, make sure he fills it in and sends it. You know what I mean? Boom. And then I forgot about the car. About 6 months later, I start getting tickets, parking tickets, parking. I get like three a day. Are going through my letterbox. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? In total, it was 14 parking tickets. And they all came to, because obviously they'd gone over the doubling experience time. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it fucking, it came up to like 1,300 quid, man. Like it was like over a grand, these tickets. And I'm like, there's no way I'm paying for this shit. So of course I'm straight up
14 tickets.
Yo.
Who's the geezer who's putting 14 tickets on the car? Well, you know what I mean? So, it must have had so many tickets.
And it just piled up on it. Well, check this out. Yeah, so I fucking call my mate. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Where's this fucking car, man? And he's like, no, man. He goes, I dumped it. I took it to the dump. And I'm like, no, you didn't, man, because I'm getting tickets through the post. He's like, all right. That's what I'm saying. This is a long-winded story. But basically, he was living in Brighton and the car was here. He never gave it to his missus. It just stayed in his dad's car park. His dad got mad pissed off of him, said, get rid of this fucking car now. Yeah. So he calls his brother, his younger brother, to tell them, go take the car and drop it at the dump. So his brother comes, takes the car, drives it to the dump here in Alperton or Perivale near here. Yeah. And he takes it to the dump and then the dump say, yeah, it's going to cost you 40 quid to dump it here. And he was like, fuck that. I'm not paying 40 quid. So he parks it outside the dump. Yeah. And it's on the corner of two roads. Yeah. And he parks it because all these tickets, guess what the infraction is?
It wasn't.
Yeah. But it wasn't a fucking, there was no yellow line or anything. But all the.
But this was back in the 90s, bruv, no?
No. This was. Yeah, a 90s.
You'd be getting 14 tickets on the windscreen, but yeah, they keep putting them on there.
I think this
there
was 98.
There wouldn't be any digital tickets or any shit.
No, none of that digital shit. So
there'd be 14 tickets.
Guess what the infraction was? The infraction on the PCN or whatever the fuck it's called. Excuse me, Akit. That was a big one. I'm sorry. Sorry,
Akit.
Mate. I don't even think Akit listens anymore, man. I swear she's gone off the pod. But anyway, fucking, what was I going to say? Fucking.
Come back, Akit! Bring back Akit! I reckon Akit does. I reckon she has a sneaky listen.
Yeah, we'll see. And what was I saying? Yeah, so the fucking infraction was one or more wheels was up on the pavement. So basically, he didn't even park it properly. He left one of the wheels up on the fucking pavement.
One of the wheels on the curb, yeah, man.
And boom. But then I noticed on the tickets, because I had to fucking write each one individually. I had to fight against each one individually, yeah? And then eventually, they all went to fucking court, yeah? I had to turn up to court. It took like a year and a bit. I was going to court at least once a month just for these fucking tickets. And I'm calling my mate going, you fucking bastard. Yeah. I'm like, because he never filled the thing out. I was like,
I'm not because I know it's true.
It's fucking annoying.
He was going to court because there's 14 tickets.
Yo, I was not.
Each one individually. Each one's got a different fucking court case.
Like, and I was fucking threatening my mate, yeah, you know what I mean? And he was like, it's not my fault, it's my brother. And I'm like, well, fuck your brother, you know what I mean? And so I'm calling his brother up, and his brother's going, it's not my car, it's not my fault. I was doing my brother a favor. I'm like, for fuck's sakes, yeah? This is some bullshit, yeah? In the end, like, I was like, there's no way I'm paying for this fucking thing, yeah? And so, like, I was almost got them all to, like, we were going to go four ways on it. Me, him, his brother, and his girl. Yeah, some stupid shit. But I was going to court. Finally, though, on the last day, on the last court thing, I think it went up to Crown Court or some shit. I can't even remember all the details. But it turned out the car was parked on the corner of two roads. And so there were ticket inspectors, obviously, just putting tickets on it, some for this road and some for this road, yeah, because it was right on the corner. And one of the days, I got two tickets on the same day, which is illegal, that made one of the tickets null and void. But then the guy, the judge was like, ah, oh, fuck it. You know, so they threw out that ticket and they were like, you know what? Let's just throw them all out. And they all got fucking, after a year and fucking couple of months.
Fucking hell.
Like, I felt relieved, obviously, after leaving the court there. I was like, fucking thank God for that. But then I was still so fucking pissed I had to go through all that shit. It was long.
There's so many things go wrong in that story.
Yeah, no.
So many things. I know. Everything that could go wrong.
And the thing is, though, ultimately, like, if I was going to take my mate to court and they'll do all that shit, ultimately, I would have been in the wrong. I should never have given the DVLA.
Yeah, you never give that slip.
Never. Just watch the guy fucking fill it out and post it yourself, man. Okay, that's a word of warning to anybody.
That is a word of warning. That happened to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember that. I remember getting a bollocking for giving the geezer the slip too early. I think it was from my dad or something.
Oh, yeah.
But man, I've got fucking, bruv, 85 billion car stories, man.
Oh, mate. Yeah, so many, man.
Sammy, like, big up crashing. Sammy Bibb. Sammy 6000 listens to this pod.
Oh, you're big up.
Like the first couple of days after I passed my test. Because when you pass your, when you do all your lessons and shit, and then you do your test, you've only ever done 30 or for like 40 max.
Yeah,
back on like
yeah.
an A4 or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're all in my car. It's called the Egg Pan. Yeah, this car, Peugeot 206 XS. Man, I don't know how I got those. My first car is a little rapid. Like
I love them Peugeots. I wish I had a Peugeot. I never had one, man. I went through a lot of cars back then.
Do you remember
the
little 206s, man? I think yeah, they were 206
or 205. I had a Ford Sierra for a while. I had a Mercedes for a while. I got off my cousin. That was crazy.
You had an Arab Mercedes car.
I had a bunch of shit. Yeah, but anyway, sorry.
I have my Mercedes, I'm 18.
Is he a dealer? Is he a rapper? Who knows?
Yeah.
So what are you saying? So you're in the egg, what was it called? The Egg Pan.
Yeah, in the Egg Pan.
Yeah.
Coming out of like where Dog Shit Park is, turn left on the A4.
Did it have a tape deck? Did you have one of those radio faces?
Yeah, blatantly had a tape deck.
No, but the radio
used
face.
To take out the whole radio, bro.
You said, yeah, you'd have to take the whole thing out. For fuck's
sake. Then you could take off just the face. Do you remember when it got a bit better?
Yeah, that was the one.
Click off just the face one. That thing was getting jacked all the time. The Panasonic one or Technics one. You could take it off. Bro, that is terrible. I remember those, bro.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Shit. Some of them were digital, don't you remember? They had two little buttons on the top, little black thing, turn on, beep, 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 and then put it onto them. Those were bad.
And
anyway,
you
all in the Egg Pan, come around the corner, go up. I had to turn left at Dog Shit Park, but I'm on the A4, so I think, sweet, this is my chance to go. I'm go as fast as I can.
Yeah.
And I've got to take the first left. I don't know anything about braking, so I just brake. Nowhere near going to make the first left.
Yeah.
And go up onto the pavement, onto that metal thing that separates the thing, and like do like a little 50-50 grind on there, up there for about 2 meters.
A nose grind, yeah.
And the whole time Sammy's in the background saying, no, 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 because he's feeling sick. He's feeling ill. He's like, Sammy's ill.
Oh, shit.
So we just got him in the back seat. He's lying across the back seat feeling rough or something. And I fucking did that. You know what I mean? Oh, fucking crashed onto the A4.
Oh, you actually crashed it?
Or onto the metal barriers, yeah, going up.
Have you ever written off a car?
Nah.
Nah, me neither.
My friend fell asleep on the motorway driving a car.
Jesus, that's dangerous, man. I mean,
but
man,
yeah, this
wood.
Fucking Egg Pan, bruv, it's got so many fucking stories, bruv. Egg Pan, it used to break down all the fucking time, yeah. I had this hot missus. You know what I mean? I was like 19 or something.
Yeah.
Lived in Fulham. Rare. Was the ex missus of Nicholas Anelka. Yeah.
Chick. Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Man. And
what was Anelka a nonce? How old was this girl? Jesus Christ.
No, yeah, she was like 20 and I was like 19 or 20.
Wow. Pimping.
And anyway, yeah, I'm gonna link her. And the cars always break down, give me grief. And I'm into like a rude boy phase. I mean, I've got like whole Timberland boots. This bird used to get me mad presents, by the way. This bird was minted, wow. Like proper ex-footballers are mad into coke.
Damn.
Mad into Garms. I got you this presents from Harrods. I'm like, what the
She's
fuck?
Like a wag.
All these like
true wag.
You know what I mean? Mad.
Yeah.
Mad. I'm driving a Linker and the fucking car just breaks down amongst the road. Yeah? and it's like three, half three, kids are coming out of school. I don't give a shit. I don't even realize the kids are coming out of school. And I'm so fuming with the car, to step out of the car in the middle of Munster Road and just start battering the car. Just fucking car. Just smashing it. In the middle of the road with these Timberland boots. Yeah.
Jesus.
Because, you know, because it was like the millionth time. Like the million. And this was in, I couldn't move it anywhere. I'm trying to link this chair. I was like, this fucking thing. I just smashed the shit out of the side of it. Yeah.
Damn.
And the old Bill come over sort of out of fucking nowhere and kind of, what the fuck? And they said, what are you doing? And I said the truth. I just told them the truth. The fucking car. The fucking trailer. The fucking, just fucking singing this fucking car. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, bruv, it's 3:30. There's two schools on each side and there's bare kids. And they just stop. Like, with all the teachers and all the like fucking parents. And all just looking at me like this. I've got raw skinhead, you know what I mean? Like grade one or something all over. Yeah. Fucking Timberland boots. 18, 19, 20. I don't know how old I am. It's beating the shit out of the car.
Jesus.
Fucking looking like a cunt in the middle of Fulham.
That reminds me of, what's his name?
But wait, from... they said, whose car is this? I'm like, fuck off, it's my car. Do you know what I mean? That's why I'm allowed to beat the shit out of it. So they radio the car in and it belongs to my old man. I was insured on it, yeah? And he said, hello, mate. We've got like this geezer busting up your car. We're just checking it's your son, because he's saying it's Andrew Shaw. And this probably didn't have, you didn't have to have your like wallet in your ID. You know what I mean? He's just driving about.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, that's the son. He's like, boy, he's fucking beating the shit out of the car. Yeah.
Jeez.
We've nicked him for like blocking traffic and beating the shit out of the car in the middle of Fulham. And, we're finding out who's the owner, and my dad's like, press charges. And, they're like, what? And I don't know any of this is going on, but I can see them like, what? And he kind of turns away and goes like this. And my dad's like, fucking no, I had it. Press charges.
Damn, that's cold.
And they're like, and they get off the phone, they come over to me like, yo, your dad wants you nicked. And I'm like, yeah, shut your mouth. Because I'm thinking, there's no way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, shut up, you dickhead. Like, you know what I mean? I'm sorry. I'll wheel the car over here and probably get bare parking tickets.
Yeah.
And they're like, no. You know, the owner of the vehicle wants you nicked. You get nicked. And they're like, you're fucking jokes. Oh, so I never went to link this bird.
Shit.
Got nicked, you know. And just went in the cells. And then I said, you get a phone call, yeah?
Yeah.
It is like the movie. You get a phone call. I said, back in the day, I'm getting a phone call.
Yeah.
And I phoned her, yeah? And I said, yo, rare. And I told her what happened. She said, the fucking car broke down. I just got out and beat the shit out of it and fucking got nicked. Thinking this is like, she's going to love this, you know what I mean? She's cool.
I'm a bad boy.
Doesn't believe a single word of it, yeah? Goes absolutely militant when I say, I'm phoning you with my one phone call. Like, what are you talking about? You don't get one phone call. She's speaking in French. Yeah? She's a fucking...
Oh,
man, she go mental and puts the phone down. And I remember thinking, that fucking bitch. I had one phone call and I give it to her, yeah, to tell her the courtesy of, I could have phoned my dad and said, you're a cunt, you know what the fuck are you doing? But I phoned her. I said, listen, I'm sorry, I can't make it. She fucking made me put the phone down. And I just, in the police center, I think, what a fucking cunt to put the phone back on the thing.
Oh,
go back in the fucking cell for no reason. Blatantly to the bell my old man again.
Jesus. Have you ever had to do a speed course thing?
Yeah, twice.
Yeah, me too, twice. Yeah. Both for really dumb, stupid shit as well. Just like stupid thing. 36 and a 30. You know what I mean? Like stupid shit.
Bro, mine was worse than that. Mine was 42 point something in a 40. And I thought, I'm just going to go in that test and I'm going to fucking bun them all, yeah? I tried to go in that test, I didn't know fuck all about driving.
Nah, innit? I know a lot of shit.
They show you pictures, yeah? How fast is it on this road? And you're like, look at it, bro. It's like an A road. You're like, you're 40 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And if you're born in, like, when we were born, you're like, that's 40, that's 70, that's it. Bosh.
Straight up.
It.
Done.
That's it. So I'm like, 40. No. And she shows a photo of her just a country lane. Like proper country lane, no lights, just hedges down in the complete pitch black. She's like, how fast can you go in that?
Yeah.
And I see that and I'm like, you don't want to be going faster than that shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, 20, 30. She's like, no. Where there's no street lights in country lanes, you can drive up to 60 yeah. or something, 60, 70.
Yeah, I remember
but
that.
When there's,
yeah.
But on the A4 when, or the A road, when there's lights and shit, and you can see everything and it's marked out and there's lines and shit, you yeah. can drive at like 40 or 30, whatever the speed. What the fuck is yeah. that? Who invented that?
Yeah, I thought exactly the same thing. I thought exactly the same thing. But then the guy, the instructor guy, I remember him saying, like, he goes, everything, all the rules on the road are there for a reason. Yeah, like, because there's been an incident there or many incidents there. So, you know what I mean? He goes, every sign you see, like, I don't know if he was blagging it, you know what I mean? But, I mean, it kind of makes sense to a certain degree, man. But, yeah,
I
need
to get some water, mate. We need to get some more tilios.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
Mate, I've got work tomorrow. Fucking
yeah, man.
Saturday. I billed you. You were working. It was Sunday.
Yeah. I'm working most of the weekends. I work. That's the busiest time at the gallery, man. I'm working at Saturday, Sunday.
You can't roll on Sunday, man. Roll on Sunday.
Yeah. But what was I going to say? Fucking. Oh, yeah, shit. Theme. You know what? I had reach out to me. Who reached out? I had
David Beckham.
No. DJ Philly and 210 from Trackside Burners on itch.fm. They love the podcast. They're fans of the pod, so salute them. They asked us to do a drop for their radio show, man. So I thought, fuck it. We're on the pod. We're mic'd up. If we're going to do it, might as well do it here.
Drop.
Have you said you've done a drop for them already, yeah?
Yeah, I've definitely done a droppage DJ Philly.
Yeah.
Done a droppage for DJ Philly.
Yeah, man. We don't have to do anything too crazy, man. We just got to kind of like, you know, just...
I'm too lean, bruv. I can't do it, bruv.
Yeah, you too.
It's so damn fresh. It's not too lean, bruv. It's not a joke.
I'll tell you what. All you have to do is say, yo, it's theme. And then I'll say, yo, it's Amber, and this is Arms House to Your Mum's House. Shout out DJ Philly and 210 Trackside Burners, itch.fm.
I can't even read it after fucking hell, brother.
All you got to say is, yo, it's theme. I'll do the rest.
Yo, it's theme.
Yeah, and then, no, not like that.
I just read. You have to do the exact words, brother. You got to do the exact words.
You don't have to do the exact words. They'll be happy with whatever they get. Trust me, man. I'm going to put all the information, and then you go at the end. Then you at the end go bring in that hip hop shit or whatever. You know what I mean? You do something at the end. Okay? No, you just do something at the end. All right, theme? You do something at the end.
Bring in that hip hop shit.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? Like along those lines. I didn't mean to say those exact words. Say dropping hip hop shits all over your shitty faces or something.
You're gonna be dropping. What did you say? Dropping that hip hop shit.
Yes, son.
No, say.
All right, let's give this a go, man. Let's try this out, bro.
I'm too lead, bro.
I have to read it. No, you don't read anything. I'm going to do all the information you're reading there. You don't have to
read
a single thing.
Can't read and do it at the same time,
bro. No. We're not going to do it in unison. Like, both of us say it at the same time.
Yeah, we're both singing it.
No. Listen, theme. You say, yo, it's theme. And I'll say, it's Amber. And then I'll say, this is Arms House. And then you say, to your mom's house. And then I'll do the rest of the information. I'll just do the rest of the information myself. All right?
Spin the blow clock, really.
All right, let's try this out. All right. One.
Peace!
Two. Go.
So damn fresh.
Theme, you
start. That's the wrong way around, brother. You're so damn fresh.
No, I'm not going to say So Damn Fresh. I'm going to say Amber. Yeah, he knows me as So Damn Fresh, obviously.
No, if you do that, then I won't read. Then I'll get lost when I'm reading it.
Don't read.
Why are you
reading
it? You
can't
change
the word, bruv. There's nothing for you to read, theme. All right? You just say to your mom's house.
I have to fucking say something. I want to say something, you fucking cunt.
No. You say, yo, it's theme. I'll say, yo, it's Amber. And this is Arms House to Your Mom's House. You can join me on the Arms House to Your Mom's House bit. And then I'll read out the bit of information. And then you can say a little ad lib at the end if you want, okay?
Mom's House.
All right, okay, go.
You keep on telling me that I don't have to do anything, and then you're looking at me telling me I've got to do something.
Say, yo, it's theme, for fuck's sake. What the fuck do you think you got to do, man?
Because when I say, yo, it's theme in the thing, it's much later. It's you starting peace. This is so damn fresh.
No, don't worry about that bit. Don't read the thing. Don't look at the thing. Just say, yo, it's theme.
All right, I'm not going to look at the thing anymore.
No, you know what? Maybe it's better if I start. Yeah, so I'm going to say, yo, it's Amber. Then you say, yo, it's theme. Then I say, this is Aunt Happy.
Malicious, delicious, and vicious.
Yeah, and then I'll read out the rest of it, okay? All right, okay, we're going to start now, okay? Give it a sec. Yo, it's Amber.
And theme.
And this is Arms House to your mum's house.
Mum's house!
Tagging the airwaves with DJ Philly and 210 on Trackside Burners, itch.fm, with that boom bap graffiti rap.
Hip hop shit.
No, the hip hop shit.
That was amazing. That was brilliant. That was the best drop I've ever heard in my life.
Okay. Well, you know what? To be honest, I could just chop that out and fix it. Or shall we give it one more go? One more try.
I'm going to read it.
Okay, go.
No, I mean, I'm going to read the text.
Okay, cool. Yeah, all right, you read it. All right. So, yo, it's Amber.
Let me just read it. Just read it.
All right. All right. Okay, cool.
After,
for fuck's sake,
DJ
people,
Philly,
man.
And 210, Trackside Burners, itch.fm. Come again. This is theme and so damn fresh. From Arms House to your mum's house.
Don't call me so damn fresh. Call me Amber.
That was okay. Perfect. That one was perfect. What do you mean? No.
There, we got that in the bag. But come on, do one where you call me Amber, not so damn fresh.
Yo, this is theme from Arms House to your mum's house. Sitting here with my co-host.
Amber in the place.
In the place. We want to big up DJ Philly and 210 on Trackside Burners every time and again.
Itch.fm. Okay. All right, cool. That'll do. I think that'll do. Nice
parfait.
One.
C'est parfait.
We got there in the end. We got there in the end. All right, we got another tune to play and then we got some graphs critiques. You know what I mean? All right.
Some graphs, bruv, because we've not been doing graphs.
Yeah, we're going to have a graph episode.
We've got to do some graph.
I know, we've got to do some. I paint every day.
We've got to do some graph.
I'm up for it. Let's do it.
Mate, it's summer. There's no fucking... I'm a tropical brother. I can't come outside.
Yeah.
Now, but...
Oh, you're talking about doing graph.
Yeah, but I need to find some plot. I haven't seen any local plots, man. You know,
now, we've been talking about that spot. We've been talking about that spot that we've been wanting to do.
That's your spot, no?
There's that one, but then there's another one. Another one. And I actually have another one as well that I want to do, man. And you know what? I've always wanted to do...
Man with three spots!
I've always wanted
to... I ain't got no spots!
You know what? I've always wanted to do Ealing Broadway Station.
What, on the red block outside where there used to be a...
There...
Asia or something.
Or up near, yeah, because there's been two dubs on there that's been there for months and months. They haven't buffed them.
Asthma and someone else.
And someone, I think it's...
Bass.
Yeah, I think so.
Which ain't Gusto or something.
But there's other bits around. Even though we've got dubs a bit further up anyway. But yeah, I wouldn't mind... I don't know. Nah, fuck Ealing Broadway. I don't know why. It's just because
station. That kind of reaches a hot reach. You got to do that. Yeah. You got to. That's a proper, you know, either late one.
Yeah.
Or different kind of ting one when you're coming back from somewhere else. Kind of ting one. You know what I mean? One of them little ones there.
That's a mission on the way home from a mission.
Though, yeah. Hey, see me there, bro. That's what it is, though, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Get me. That's what it is, though, bro. That's 100% one of them missions.
All right, look, let's play this tune, man, and we'll get into some graph critiques. And people, I love that you're sending in sketches, but we need more, man. More. So keep sending them in either to the Instagram or to Arms House to your mum's house at gmail.com.
Send it.
Don't send it to your mum's
house.
Send us
G-spot.com.
send us questions and theories and like stuff you want us to talk about, or also like agony aunt stuff. You know what I mean? If you've got problems, me and Theme can solve them for you. Yeah, you know I mean,
but we're not going to solve shit.
We're going to take the piss out of you, but then
if
we'll
you
try
take
and
our
solve
advice,
it.
Mate. You'd be a fucking cunt.
Yeah, but send
there's a
us,
lot
man.
Of cunts out there, so they should take the advice.
They
take
should.
The advice.
Yeah, take the advice from two lesser cunts. Yeah. All right, let's check this tune out, man. The Youngsters featuring Mobb Deep, Bloodshed and War. I might even cut it off after Prodigy's
after
verse, but let's see how it goes. It's a dope verse, though. Check it.
Scared, just be prepared for the worst. The streets coerce my mind with crime. My 9 bus shots and outbursts through your back out your thinker. And show these crab niggas the power of the finger. Quran, you wouldn't believe the shit I fell upon. It was me and Havoc sipping on my wet Chandon. I went outside to drain my main vein for some relief. Found a black
guy full of
demons like a thief. Storytelling rhyme.
The crib, I stashed it up, waited 2 days and started spending it fast as fuck. Straight up splurging, open like a virgin with our first piece of dick. 10 yards ain't shit. I blessed all the guards with thousands and cars. No more hustling, now we can open up bars to wash all this money clean. Nigga, it's the American dream, but it ain't as easy as it seems. Cause now these mob niggas looking for their cream, and word got back through this fiend that it was me who stole they loot. Now they putting out hits trying to shoot me, but I'm out in LA on the low living Gucci and lavish. They try to take their money back, it's two to their cabbage. Quran, what's the haps, kid?
What's the haps, kid? What's the haps, kid?
Yeah, that beat, it's a nice beat, and it's good to flow
that
on.
That beat
just
gets away with it in the headphones. Yeah. Only if it's a little bit, you're a little bit lean and in the headphones, just gets yeah. away with it.
Yeah, it's just a little
otherwise
bit.
Be, if it's on your normal stereo, then you'd be like, mate.
There were like those types of beats where they were like kind of drone on, and like there were some really dope ones, especially Mobb Deep. When you think about it, like, you know, they'd have these like kind of droning, depressing beats, but there'd be enough in it that it would never get tiresome. You could hear it just looping for hours and hours and get lost in it. And, you know, it's perfect to rap over, especially if you're rapping about the shit that they're rapping about.
Because they were the best.
But that one was a bit, I don't know. I think another couple
but
of minutes.
When did that come out?
1993, I think.
I sent it to you. I'm a dick.
So yeah, 93, I think. Yeah, I think 93.
Yeah. He's still very, very good.
Yeah, ill, man. And that was with
very,
the
very
Youngsters.
Good. That verse was very, very good.
Very good. All right, Theme, I'm going to send you the first sketch that we are about to review. Thank you again to everyone sending sketches in. All right, this one.
Have you seen these new, these new Versace glasses I brought back from Spain?
Oh, yeah, I saw that little clip you did. Yeah. Oh, shit. They look very authentic.
The thing on them is not even a Medusa or anything. It's just like a Jaguar. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah, I can see there's a Jaguar cat. Is that
like just a normal fucking cat? It
looks like my cat.
Yeah, big up. These are the Betty glasses, mate.
Hey, respect Betty, man. Rest in peace. Pour out a little bit of liquor.
The geezer came over to me on the beach. They're always like, you know, there's like bare people come up to sell you shit on the beach.
Yeah, I know.
But I actually needed glasses. I was thinking, fuck. But as soon as I got there, I was thinking, shit, I don't have a fucking, didn't pack my glove. Because I'm English, bruv, and pasty.
Yeah. Yeah.
My sunglasses are like in my fucking boxer short drawer, mate, just sitting with socks.
Yeah.
And I forgot to pack them, and they're a present from her, and rare. They're like nice Ray-Bans, and I fucking never wear them. Mm. And I thought, sweet. When I get there, I can buy like a proper pair of like Biggie Smalls Versace's. And I said to the geezer, do you know Biggie Smalls? He said, no. Black geezer from Senegal. Yeah. What are you talking about? You know, I asked him, do you know Booba from Booba Lunatic Ali from, and because Booba's from Senegal. He's like, no. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, shit.
And I had to show him a picture of Biggie Smalls. He said, oh, yeah, Big Papa, Big Papa.
Yeah, he probably sold.
I said, I want glasses like Big Papa. He went to his brethren to get me the extra gold-sided pair. I said, yeah. Give him 5 euros.
He probably used to sell bootleg Biggie and Tupac t-shirts a bit further down the beach. You know, that's probably where he recognized it from.
He had bear shit, bruv. He had bear shit. T-shirts, hats, bear, like bandanas and shit. What do you want?
All right, boom. I've sent that to you now, brother, man. Check it.
That wasn't that all right, boom, was like, yeah, that was a cool story, bruv.
Yeah.
All right, boom. Boom. Ah, moving great. On.
Cool story, bro. All right, this is
moving on.
A piece on a wall done by someone who writes Inos or Inos, I-N-O-S. And, you know, it's one of them ones we spoke about it before. It's not amazingly great, but it's not bad at all. You know what I mean? The dude obviously knows what he's doing. You know, it's very good. It's like a yellow fade down into a green fade at the bottom, black outline. The one thing,
it's not dog shit at all.
It's not dog shit at all. The 3D is all on point. Looks nice. It's got a blue, like kind of splashy background, you know, in the back. But the thing is, yeah, if you're going to do a key line in white and then have it dripping off, it just looks like someone spunked all over your piece, man.
Really?
Yeah, it looks like someone jizzed all over it, no?
Because
it's like the ending of a porn scene, man. No, like he's dripping in jizz. Come on, man. I'm trying to diss the feet. I'm trying to make it funny, motherfucker. God damn it.
Oh my days. Dripping cum off the piece, mate.
He's got
mate,
purple.
Your piece
purple
has got fucking dripping horse juice.
He's like got a horse ejaculate.
Swashing all over it, bro. What's going on? But you see, what? It's IN, yeah?
I-N, yeah, that's a small, I think a lowercase n, I think.
And just a little arrow coming out the I for, to join, to be, to fill up that space.
Yeah, it's
see the top of the I looks like a face, no? Is it meant to be like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's got like two dots instead of one dot, but I think he's just, nah, I think he's
and then
just
he's put the line in and then done the little line down to make it look like a mouth, no?
I think that's just the N coming in front of the I. I think.
I prefer if you look at it like that. One little eye, one big eye, long slanted nose.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, and the mouth and the, even the chin a little bit. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can see it, but I don't think it was done. Because, I tell you why you think that. Because there's like a plank or something, like fixated onto the wall. And he's drawn the two eyes over it, two dots of the eye. And then the shadow from that thing looks like eyelids.
But you see the line underneath, the big, the horizontal line.
Yeah.
It looks like a mouth and no, you know what I mean? Joints.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
nose,
yeah. I can see all that as well. Yeah, I can see all that.
And then the drips in his hand are almost, the drips are almost his hand.
Oh, yeah, it looks, yeah.
Chilling down like his fingers and shit.
Yeah.
I'm seeing better shit in your piece than you saw when you did your piece, Inos. You know what I'm saying?
Inos.
What's this little bit coming out of the S, bruv?
Yeah, some weird thing. I don't
What's
know
that
what
coming
that is.
From? Is that part of the letter?
It's it like is, the S it? Is coming. It's like the S hasn't made its mind up. It doesn't know what shape it wants at the bottom. It's got the curly bit coming round where it should just be the S. But then it's just got some weird thing jutting out to the bottom right. Is it to? It's to kind of balance it from the eye, I guess.
Yeah, because of that shit. Mate, if just, you put your thumb over that jagged little pill sticking out, the S is much better. Should have left it like that.
Yeah, but I see what he means. That would have left a bit of a, like when it comes to the balance, it would have been a little bit left heavy with the eye coming in
lot,
at such an angle.
Quite a lot of negative space around
the piece
that you could have jolly well filled in.
No, but Theme, you're right. He could have incorporated, rather than just have a weird thing jutting out, he could have just incorporated that into part of the S. You know what I mean? Had that bottom bit swinging in. You know, he didn't have to do what he did. But like I said, decent piece. You know what I mean? You can tell he knows what he's doing. He's even got like little shading bits where they overlap and stuff. That's like an extra step he's taken to make it look more kind of like popping off the wall. Oh, I forgot to mention he's got these purple, like, I don't know, weird things floating through it, like little circles within circles.
I was just thinking about them.
Yeah, I don't know. Like he maybe could have done, I don't know. It's all right. It's cool. I don't know. It's all right. Little purple nipples flying through your piece.
But what, is this a quick not? Thing? Is this a quick thing, or is this like a piece?
Well, he left a little message. He said, "Yo, podcast is dope as fuck, guys. Just see your story about wanting to critique people's graph. I'm always up for some criticism. Inos, quick hour freestyle thing. There you go. It took him an hour just off Brick Lane last weekend. And I think he wants me to plug his Instagram. So he's at You Know The Damn Name. Well, we
do know the damn name,
but now we do. And as Biggie said, if you don't know, now you know.
And know the damn name, boy.
All right, shall we What's do another my one? Name? Let's do another one. Actually, this Same one's name? Quite interesting. Another? Well, not really interesting, but I don't know. Let's see what Andy says. It's a sketch on a piece of paper. There we go. I sent it to you, man. Let me briefly describe it. I mean, there's a lot going on here. It's two words. It says snot.
Yeah, someone's drilling, like sawing apart their nan next door into tiny bits.
I can't hear anything. Nuts. I can't hear anything. So this is a sketch on, like I said.
Where is it? I'm waiting for the sketch.
I sent it to you, man.
No.
On your WhatsApp. Okay, I'll send it again. Hold on. Boom. Boom. There we go. It's sent.
Got it.
All right, so this is snot face. Yeah, it's a relatively simple outline, but it's all colored in, blues and grays, and a blue outline with the snot and orange background and red key line. And then the face is orange and yellow fill with purple outline, green one time, and pink dots. There's a lot going on, man. I mean, I don't know about the color selection, to be honest. The letters are perfectly fine. I like the S. You know what I mean? It looks fine. It kind of reminds me of who. It's like those early 2000s.
I'll tell you what the face reminds me of. That reminds. I'll tell you who's bitten that. Surely, man. That's just old school Teach, no?
Yeah, a little. Yeah, I was going to mention
the E,
that.
The C, and the A, and then the M. And yeah, man, that's looking. And then the way he's done the lines inside it with the dark green.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like the color selection.
Out of a magazine.
Yeah, I mean, it's very well done. It's like, everything is there in proportion, the 3D, all that stuff looks cool. But do you get the reference theme? Snot face. No. Do you get the reference? It's from that movie Drop Dead Fred. He calls the little girl Snot Face. And he said that this was completely unrelated. He heard snot that podcast face. And he sent this because we called it Right Said Fred. Yeah,
we called it the band, didn't it? Right Said Fred.
We absolutely, well, I think I fucked it because you couldn't remember the name of the film. And I was like, yeah, it's called Right Said Fred, obviously. And then you just went along with it and it's fucking Drop Dead Fred, not I'm Too Sexy, motherfucker. So he sent that in. So I thought that was quite funny, man. Snot Face. It kind of reminds me as well of that, like, train writers from the early 2000s. And I'm talking about Overground Train. Remember all them boys? Like Krem and Nima and Croc. I think even Pav mentioned them the other day, like last podcast.
This reminds you of them.
A little bit, those letters, a little bit. I don't know why. Especially the F with the star on it and that little curl coming off the end. I don't know why it reminds me of that a little bit, man. But props to Snotface, man. I can't remember what his real tag was, and I don't think he wanted me to mention his Instagram.
Fucked up the first S though, didn't you, snot face?
No,
you fucking
like
ragged
S.
snot.
I no, like that.
It bends around in itself and goes into itself.
I think into the N. I'm assuming it connects to the N behind.
How does it go into the N, bruv?
Just behind. You can't see it. You can't. Okay, maybe not. Yeah, yeah. Maybe you're right.
See it because it's not there.
Yeah, you're
my
right,
my friend. You can't see. It's not there.
You're right. You're right. You're right. Yeah, it does just disappear. Yeah, fuck that. And
I'm telling you, the face is bitten out of a magazine. I can't remember what magazine it is.
Yeah,
and it was back in the days, and then back in the days. What kind of magazines was that? Graffiti's, and there was another one though. What was the London one? And there was some DDS sketches on, and it was just sketches they'd done in fucking sketchbooks.
Graffiti's,
and they just printed them.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be surprised. You know what theme? I think you've got a good point there. I think this dude. Yeah,
that face, bro.
Letters
that
from bottom. Somewhere. Look, he's got the N. Oh, yeah, I just noticed the bottom of the N is going through the O and connecting to the T over to the right.
Yeah.
You see that? Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. The O is pretty. I mean,
pretty cool. Fucking dog shit. Yeah.
The snot is better than the face. Yeah.
No, the face is better than the you face think? Is better than the snot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for me. Right.
For me, obviously, the other way around. I don't know why. I just don't like the F with the star. You know, instead of a little line, because it's got the line at the top and then the line in the middle on the F, and he's done a star. Some people do that really, really well. This one, he should have done the star a bit bigger to make it look any good for me.
Yeah, but it looks more graph. It looks more like that. Looks more, that's come from somewhere, but I'm telling you.
Yeah, I think you're
stop
right.
Stop biting my friends, man. You know what I mean? You're always biting my friends because I know everyone and what you're fucking doing. But
and also another thing that people do, and this one is borderline. It's not so bad, but I see a lot of people do this, especially in the kind of toy phases. When you do bubbles around your piece, yeah, some people just add way too many bubbles. You just need a few. But then, like I said, it's obviously subjective. You know, some people like to have a lot of bubbles around it. I've learned less is more when it comes to bubbles. Just do a couple of big ones and two small ones, done. And then go to the other side, couple of big ones, two small ones. You know what I mean? Maybe a couple at the bottom, a couple at the top.
You like watching birds fart bubbles out of their fucking sphincter on porn, bruv.
I mean,
that's what you learn, bruv.
Yo, did you see? You know what?
I mean, you know, that's not that bad.
You saw that, you know, Chuck Berry, yeah? Have you seen that video of him with the prostitute? It's so fucked up.
No.
Have you seen that? Like, before he died, this footage released of him going to see this prostitute, and he was basically just asking her to fart on him. And it's just her farting in his face, like he's got his face right up to her butt cheeks and shit. I couldn't watch it. It was so disgusting. So grainy. But
it's so just, so I know what cunts men are. Like, what kind of geezer is imagine paying her to do that. Like giving her the money. Thanks for farting. How many farts did you squeeze out? I got like 10, was it like a tenner a fart? It's 100 quid, you know what I mean? But how quickly is she squeezing these farts out?
Nah, but also just think the preparation. He's got to take her out, eat some chili, you know what I mean? Go eat some beans.
It's mad expensive. The woman's her, mad
get
dog.
The bubble guts going on her, you know what I mean? So have a good night. Yeah, blatantly. Of course.
I have to eat, I have to eat lots of different carbs so I can do lots of different farts. By the fart.
Yeah, man. Yo, theme, we've hit an hour. We can call it a night, or we can do one more sketch, or should we save it for next time? What are you thinking, brother?
Let's save it for next time.
All right. Okay, cool, man.
I don't mind saving it for next time.
We'll save it for next time then, brother, man. All right. So on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go out on Capleton Arms House, okay? We're going to go out on that tune as well, man. And like I said,
party
people.
Should have sent a tune for us to go out on.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
Like a sensational bad man.
Sorry, Akit, man. I've been drinking beers. I'm sorry. And listen, party people, guys, hit us up on the Instagram. All the links are below. Email us. It's all below. Email us questions. Email us sketches, graph, fucking all sorts of shit. You know what I mean? And
your mum's house.
Yeah, we were going to have an incredible guest, like graffiti guest on today, but hopefully next week we're going to have him
on. Guess what, everyone? Guess what? We were going to have an incredible graffiti guest, yeah?
Yeah.
And in graph, someone didn't turn up when they said they were going to turn up.
Imagine that. Imagine that.
Oh, no. So what was it? Someone couldn't make it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all
imagine
good, though, man.
That happening in graph.
Exactly. Sounds like me, like when you're.
That's why we plan,
up.
But when we plan these things, we plan them for. You know what I mean? People can come for weeks and weeks and weeks ahead. It doesn't matter.
It's like it's mad. You plan weeks ahead, and then it comes to the day, and they're like, oh, no, something's come up. And you're like, okay. And then, like, you call them, and you're like, okay, in 3 days, can you do it? And they're like, no, it's too short notice. I'm like, for fuck's sakes, motherfucker.
Yeah, we had you for 2 weeks.
You know what I mean? It's like, Jesus Christ. But it's all love anyway. Working. And also, yo, let us know in the comments below who you'd want to see as a guest. We've had some amazing guest theme, man. We've been really lucky. We've had some.
I was thinking we've got to get some white boys on the pod, bruv.
Yeah, we've not had enough white boys.
You're getting a lot of brown love.
Yeah.
We're no white boys. We had Furts.
Hashtag brown love. Yeah, exactly.
That was it.
And Farmer. Farmer's a white boy.
And we have Farms.
And he's probably the best guest we've had so far. I mean, for
that's
me.
That's it. We've had three.
No offense to any other guests. We've had some amazing guests, like I said. We need some female guests. You know what? We need some. I reached out actually The t-shirt winner, Eliza Cherry, she messaged me the other day, like, because we mentioned her on the last pod, and she was telling me mad stories about yard missions. She used to go with Rosa PFB, and obviously she went out with Ganja, and they used to do missions, train yard missions, and I was like, come on the pod, man, tell us some of these stories. And she was like, oh no, my memory is terrible. I was like, we need some more females on the pod, man. That would have been sick, but we'll
see. White boys and females.
Yeah, exactly. So all you white boys out there, you want to be on the pod? Yeah,
what's up? All you white boys. Come and help a brother out. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Come on, man. We don't, it's we don't hear
his mates.
We don't hear enough of your opinions. So come on, white boys. We need more of... No, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just fucking around.
We need more grey-haired, 40-year-old white men with a bit more power. That's what we need.
And the more your complexion looks like a gammon, the better. I'm sorry. Gammon. I'm fucking around. All right.
Salmon.
Party people in the place to be. Salute, salute. That's my man Theme. Amber in the house. Episode 29 in the bag. 30. Episode 30 next.
What?
It's episode 30 next. That's what I'm saying.
30.
Yeah. Yeah, so hopefully we get that guest, because then that would make it special. So let's see how it goes. I don't want to hype it up too much, because God knows what will happen, man.
Yeah.
Party people, peace. All right? Love. Rum. My stomach is rumbling.
Say united we stand and divided we fall. For them not gonna know themselves. Till them back against the wall. United we stand and divided we fall. For them not gonna know themselves. Till them back against the wall. Me telling no arm those. We no want that boat. Arm those upon that willy coco. Arm those and we no want that boat. Arm those upon that willy coco.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?